Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. We ain't gonna stop it now. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 60 minutes, I'll call it the midnight 5 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We'll do it tonight, as you know we will. Of course, we've got so much to say to you, as always, especially because I don't have next week to say it. I'll be out next week, but your favorite and mine, of the Not Belinda variety, Chuck Yu, he's going to be here taking care of you next week. Things you need to do this week, you got next week to do it too, but you need to get polled immediately by our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. He has been assisted in this polling necessity by our director of minutia, Bob Cohen. Of course, they're polling you, the listener, to find out which of the radio obituaries you would like to hear from this previous year of obits. What do you want to hear in the radio obituary retrospective coming up on Saturday, November 25th? That's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So you need to go to, here, I'm going to give you a short address. I'm going to give you a bit.ly address. So that's B-I-T. Period L-Y / 2017 obits with a capital O bit.ly / 2017 obits with a capital O. That'll get you to the survey, or you can just go over to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, and I'm sure that Freddie will make sure you've got that link over there. So do that soon. I need your help, please. Thank you. So there's that. And then you, if you have not already, of course, because I know many of you have, it's the donations drive here at WMFO. So it's your time to help us out here during the donations drive to make sure that Bubbles in the Think Tank gets the support that it deserves. We love you. You love us. We need for you to show it demonstrably sometimes. Not just to me, but to the whole wide world by going to donate.wmfo.org and making a small donation of any sort or a large donation of any sort that you would like to give to us. Excuse me. I should have hit the mic for that. Anyway, so let's thank everybody who's given. We'll talk about it a little bit more later. We're going to thank Chuck U, Not Todd, our Swami Polly C. We thank Peter. We thank Professor John DeAngelis, Bob Cohen, our Director of Minutia. We thank Perry. We thank our Chairman of the Board in the New York office, Sweet Joe Silver, and our Associate Producer and Valet when Chandler is not using him, Fred Boak. We like to thank all of those people. Oh, and Bill. Yes, Bill, that's right. You're just not on this list, but Bill is in the mix too. We are doing great work here keeping Freeform Radio alive, and we would love it if you'd help out too by going to donate.wmfo.org and doing the business there. And now we're into free association, so let's just jump right in because I've already gone way too far for the number of songs I got. Oh, what's new now? Okay, actually, now here I am doing things I shouldn't be doing, but I'm doing them anyway. You know how I get that. And let's see how that treats us. Let's start off right here with some free association of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, a secretary is not a toy. No, my boy, not a toy to fondle and dandle and playfully handle.
in search of some puerile joy. Now a secretary is not, definitely not, a toy.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Bratt. We wouldn't have it any other way, Mr. Bratt. It's a company rule, Mr. Bratt.
A secretary is not a toy, no, my boy, not a toy. So do not go jumping for joy, boy. A secretary is not, a secretary is not, a secretary is not a toy.
A secretary is not to be used for play therapy.
Be good to the girl you and boy.
And you find nothing like her at FAO Schwartz.
A secretary is not a pet, nor an erector set.
It happened to Johnny McCoy, boy, they fired him like a shot. The day the fella forgot, a secretary is not a toy.
That you don't find the name Lionel on her caboose.
A secretary is not a thing wound by key, pulled by string. Her pad is to write in and not spend the night in. If that's what you plan to enjoy, no!
The secretary you got is definitely not employed to do a gavotte. Or you know what, before you jump for joy, remember this, my boy. A secretary is not a tinker toy.
Sent you here to me. I'm just as crazy as a big baboon. Bibbidi bop, and you did that to me.
Bibbidi bop,
I believe I fly
way up in the sky.
Bibbidi bop, well I'm on my spree.
Baby, won't you marry me?
sent you right here to me. I'm just as crazy as a big baboon. Bibbidi-bop, you did that to me.
Bibbidi-bop, I believe, believe I fly way up in the sky.
We'd like to do a song that we wrote 2 years ago at a Halloween costume party in New York. I went with my wife, we all had our costumes on, and Tommy went alone, as usual. And it was a wonderful party, and there was magic there. And the moment we got there, we knew it was going to be a great time. And so about 1:30 in the morning, when the party had reached its peak of excitement, there was a little knock on the front door, and a young lady was there. She came in with her unique costume, and everything stopped, and everyone stared at her because of her costume. And it was at that point Tommy and myself decided to write a song about her. And I don't like the song, really.
My brother and wrote the song entirely
we've
on
been
his own, though.
Singing the song for about...
My brother deserves the credit for the song. He wrote this song.
I'm telling the story, and we both wrote the song.
No, my brother wrote all the lyrics and everything. I just worked a little bit on the words.
Forget it. Well, anyway, I don't think it's a very funny song, but Tommy gets tickled every time he sings the song or hears what the young lady wore to the party.
Yeah, she came to the party, can't believe this. She came to the party tattooed as a map of the world. Well, that always tickles me.
Her eyes were cyan,
her nose was Hindustan, and on her knees was Greece.
Grease on her knees.
Her back was Brazil, her chest was Bunker Hill, her hips were Constantinople. Just then I saw my wife, and to avoid all future strife, I let the rest of the world go by.
Here we go with Raynaz.
Tulip, turnip, rosebud, or rhubarb, filet, plain beef stew. Tell me, tell me, tell me, dream face, what am I to you? Diamond, doorknob, sapphire, or sawdust, champagne, or just homebrew. Tell me, tell me, tell me, dream face, what am I to you? Do I get the movie prize, or will I be the hero? Am I heading for blue skies, or is my ceiling zero? Tulip, turnip, moonbeam, or mud pie, bankroll, or IOU? Tell me, tell me, tell me, Jean Face, what am I to you? Thank you. little booby prize, or will I be the hero? Am I heading for blue skies? Mama, is my ceiling zero? To turn a moonbeam onward by, bankroll or I owe you? Tell me, tell me, tell me, dream face, what am I to you? Watch me direct the band.
Oh yeah, Tilly for Turnip, Ray Nance with the Duke.
For our information, just for illustration, tell us how you intend to run the nation.
These are the laws of my administration. No one's allowed to smoke or tell a dirty joke, and whistling is forbidden.
We're not allowed to tell a dirty joke.
If chewing gum is chewed, the chewer is pursued, and in the hoose cow hidden.
If we choose to chew, we'll be pursued.
If any form of pleasure is exhibited, report to me and it will be prohibited. I'll put my foot down, so shall it be. This is the land of the free. The last man nearly ruined this place. He didn't know what to do with it. If you think this country's bad off now, just wait till I get through with it. Country's taxes must be fixed, and I know what to do with it. If you think you're paying too much now, just wait till I get through with it. I will not stand for anything that's crooked or unfair. I'm strictly on the up and up, so everyone beware. If anyone's caught taking graft, and I don't get my share, we stand them up against the wall, and pop goes the weasel.
So everyone beware, crooked or unfair.
If any man should come between a husband and his bride, we find out which one she prefers by letting her decide. If she prefers the other man, the husband steps outside. We stand him up against the wall and pop goes the weasel.
The husband steps outside. We think she's his friend. They stand him up against the wall and take him for a ride.
You have an appointment at the House of Representatives. Good heavens! You can't go with your trousers up.
I can, eh? Well, they'll never catch me any other way. My car! His Excellency's car!
His Excellency's car! His Excellency's car!
His Excellency's car!
Hurry to the House of Representatives. Ride like fury. If you run out of gas, get Ethel. If Ethel runs out, get Mabel. Now step on it. Well, it certainly feels good to be back again.
On the way out, we met a well-dressed
buy us some new clothes, too.
New bass strings.
Yeah, maybe a new mandolin, huh?
And all that stuff. When we're up picking mountain music and enjoying every cent, a feller comes up and says he's from the government. It seems that Mountain Dew we made and been put up for sale is gonna take us out of here and put us all in jail.
Hey, Pep, what are you doing with that big sledgehammer?
Why, Bill, I'm trying to make these big rocks small.
Yeah.
Guacamole. You know anything with that kind of guacamole? Guacamole doesn't even sound like food. Guacamole sounds like something you wear to a carnival, you know?
Lend me your guacamole tonight, would you?
Guacamole sounds like a child's game or a thing you drive around the house. Take the batteries out of that guacamole. Or guacamole's a thing you don't know the name of. Try to put the jigger in the old guacamole there. Guacamole isn't to eat guacamole. Guacamole, it sounds sillier the more I say it. I'm never gonna have that ever. Guacamole, fuck it. Guacamole. I don't want that. I don't like it. It doesn't sound good.
I'm in love with the slide trombone, sung by Ada Jones, Edison Records.
Say, boys, can't you guess the news? I have surely got the blues. My heart is my heart no more. Someone else is jumping and a thumping for. I have lost my appetite. I can hardly sleep at night. I love someone, if his name you'd know. Listen to my tale of woe. It ain't a man with a violin, and it ain't you, Mr. Flute. My heart doesn't fret for the busy cornet and his rooty-tooty-toot-toot-toot-toot-toot. I'm not in love with the big bass drum or the clarinet plaintive tone. Get wise to my size and the light in my eyes. I'm in love with the slide trombone. What's the matter, dearie? Why did they butt into your solo like that?
You're wise to them, ain't you, kids? They're jealous.
Well, it don't go with this little girl. Come over to your house. Stringing me, eh? Oh, forget it. Love you and the world is yours. This is sudden. Nothing doing, yellow.
Why?
Because I'm married now. Now you struck it, Tootsie. That is, not yet, but soon, eh, dearie? It ain't a man with a violin, and it ain't you, Mr. Flute. Get wise to my size and the light in my eyes. I'm in love with a slide trombone.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We are halfway through Free Association. In case you don't know what Free Association is here at this radio show, it's a time when, frequently it's when I don't think I have enough time to do much, to be quite honest about it. But I allow everyone over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group to give me a word to work with, or many, depending on the people we're talking about. You know who you are. And then I play stuff free associated with those words. Whatever pops into my head, that's what I'm going to play. So that's what we're doing here tonight. We had a whole lot of words coming my way, and this is what you're getting for it all. So, I hope you're enjoying it. I know I am. That's half the battle, isn't it? I thought so. Hey, have you taken the Radio Obituary Retrospective poll yet? Maybe you should do that right now. Well, you know, sometime soonish. In the next 10 days or so. It would be great if you would navigate on over to the Survey Monkey and do that, you can find the link over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Really, it's like the hub of the universe over there sometimes. Otherwise, you can type it in yourself with a little bit.ly link, bit.ly/2017-2017-obits with a capital O. Let me know what you want to hear when I get together with the editing machinery to put together the Radio Obituary Retrospective. And we'll do stuff, and it'll be fun. And the last thing you need to do before you kick back and start listening some more is to go to donate.wmfo.org and make a little bit of a donation to support Bubbles in the Think Tank and this freeform radio station, WMFO. We're, of course, a community-based but still college station. We only try to raise about $5,000 a year in the pledge drive. It's a very small amount of money we're trying to get, but boy, do we make it go far. I mean, think about how rarely the stream goes down. Just think about that for a second. We keep the transmitter on, we keep the stream up and running. It's an amazing bunch of work that goes on here with so little to speak of to make it happen. A lot of volunteer students and community members. That's all we got, except for a little bit of help from you. So, you know, make sure that the next time the headphones break, we've got a little extra something to get them as we need them. So that just help us out a little. Go to donate.wmfo.org. Make a little gift. That's right, $50 or more to Bubbles in the Think Tank, and you'll get the brand new Bubbles in the Think Tank t-shirt. It's under development now. It's no longer a total mystery. Now it's under development. Let's get back into the Free Association, though, with a little something from one of the old Bubbles in the Think Tank records. So old. I can't believe this one's from 4 years ago. It's from Eponymously Entitled, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm a format collector. I used to buy vinyl, now it's digitally. Just a format collector. I buy the same damn music perpetually. 45 was a gateway, moved up to LPs, 8-track cassette, CD, and MP3s. I'm a format collector, buying everything they sell me. '63, my first Beatle record was a fine LP. It was a much shorter version. Capitol Records done lied to me. I had to get the import by the same tune twice. A Parlophone record at a higher price. I'm just a format collector, forking out the do-re-mi. Each and every Beatle copy I could find demanded cash and attention. I kept on spending but was always behind. I had stereo, mono, reel-to-reel LP. Every compilation, every damn Let It Be. I was just a format collector, burning through the do-re-mi. I thought I was dumb back in '91. Past masters in hand. A compact disc changed all of this. Yet another format to collect again. We'll be right back.
78s of the White Album, numbered and hand-pressed by Japanese schoolgirls in a Brooklyn store window? Oh, man, sign me up. A gold DVD of outtakes of George Martin in the mixing suite farting in time to Eleanor Rigby at Quadrophonic? Oh, man, how much?
Good part about this Cliffy Stone outfit here, the band, is that they not only pick and grin, but they sing. We're going to draw out the steel guitar player, the fiddle player, and the straight guitar man, Billy Strange, Harold Hensley, and Speedy West to sing an old one, but a good one, Sweet Mama, Treetop Talk.
Sweet Mama, Treetop Tall, won't you kindly turn your damper down? I can smell those hog eggs a-burning, honey. They done burned plum brown. Now since ham went up to a dollar a pound, I eat so many rabbits I just hop all around. Oh, sweet mama, treetop tall, won't you kindly turn your damper down? Oh, sweet mama, treetop tall, won't you kindly turn your damper down? I can smell those hog eggs a-burning, honey. They done burned plum brown. There was a Dominic, a rooster, and a Shanghai hen. They ran around together, but they ain't no kin. Oh, sweet mama, treetop tall, won't you kindly turn your damper down? Oh, sweet mama, treetop tall, won't you kindly turn your damper down? I can smell those hog eggs a-burning, honey. They done burned plum brown. Now when you see me come and raise your window high, and when you see me passing, hang your head and cry. Oh, sweet mama, treetop tall, won't you kindly turn your damper down, way down, kindly turn your damper down. Oh yes, sweet mama, I'm a treetop tall.
Speedy West.
Yeah.
I want a tall, skinny papa.
Yeah.
I want a tall,
direct from a person's house, or do you pick up gifts from laundry?
Gifts from stores.
Oh, good. There'd be no, I'll explain the situation to you. We belong to a group of people who believe in extreme cleanliness, and we represent these people. The idea is we change garments. We wear a garment. For instance, we put on a shirt just for a very short time. Do we keep it on? We change it. In a given day, our people will change their entire wardrobe 7, 8, 9 times. And we have very heavy laundry expenses. Now, what we like, if some wholesale establishment could come to our lodge, and while our people are there shedding their garments, somebody pick up the garment, put it in a sack. You know, we have a tremendous outflow of garments to be cleaned. We never wear anything twice.
Your solution is to take it to these laundromats. Spend a little time there. That'd be the cheapest for you.
Well, you see, none of our members outside of ourselves can go out of the ritual hall. In other words, they're changing. They're in this hall all day changing their clothes. They can't come out and wash things.
They can't come out and wash.
Because, the regular laundry, they charge too much money. It'd be a big expense for you.
Because the people have passed away in the clothing?
Because some of the people have passed away. That's part of it.
Yeah.
People reach a certain state in the development of their membership where they their life is taken. Now, what we would require would be somebody on the spot. In other words, our people can't have any contact with the dirty clothing.
Right. And we don't want to bury somebody in the clothing that they died in.
We'd like to new garments for everybody.
Well, I mean, there's regular laundry, they won't come down any. I mean, the only way I can figure is was mostly dry cleaning or what?
Yeah, tuxedos.
It's dry cleaning, dress suits, that sort of thing.
Dress suits, tuxedos. Well, the women have formal gowns when they pass away.
What you should do is go to these big wholesale cleaning plants.
Yeah.
And state your case there. They probably do it for nothing. It's like a charity case.
We wouldn't want charity. We'd want to pay for it. You know.
Well, I mean, because they give a lot of donations away.
Let me ask you this. Would you personally be interested in having a permanent job, just picking up the garments of the people as they change into other garments, or picking up the garments of those who have passed on?
Yeah.
And we would pay.
No, I know that.
What could I ask? What would be negative about it?
No, I haven't got the time to do it.
Yeah.
I've got a certain amount of work here.
It'd be a full-time job. It'd be a full-time job.
You mean to tell me that so many pass away that you have to clean the clothes all the time?
Excuse me, sir?
You say it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
That's all I do is just pick up your work there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me you got that much work over there?
Well,
in what respect? Wait a minute. In what respect that much work?
Well, for a full-time job,
Well, do you know when we have to remove the garments? I mean, you know when the garments are removed.
In other words, say you give a certain day.
No, I mean, you know. You understand what we say when we remove the garment from the person?
When he died.
That's right. Exactly. And you're there. You see, we have a medical man. We have a person certifying that somebody has passed on. You pick up the clothing and you take it. That's all. You accumulate it.
You take the clothing right off them, bring it down to your plant.
I take it right off them.
Yes.
You.
What's wrong?
When anybody dies, I don't take off nothing. I mean,
you've done it before.
No, I don't do it before.
And we would pay you.
I know you would.
It'd be an experience for you.
Don't you think it would be interesting? Could I ask this?
Sure, it'd be interesting. But I haven't got the heart for it. In other words,
what is it that you don't have the heart for? Just so I understand.
Well,
be honest.
Look, I'll tell you. I had a laundry route. Mm-hmm. I went to Valenti Marini's. I had to undertake this parlor there, and I had to pick up all the sheets. You know, when they work on the. Take the blood out of them. Out of the body. They put them on a slab and let the blood run down. So the sheets get all bloody, right? So I had to pick them up. Well, they have them all ready for me in a bag or something. But I happened to walk in there and I saw...
This is at the funeral home.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing as you're going to... And I saw the body on the slab there, and I just walked out, and I wouldn't want to go in there no more.
But you get used to it. You get used to it. You do it 30 or 40 times, and
you wouldn't
get
be seeing just
it.
One body. You'd be seeing over a week hundreds of bodies.
Don't you think in 3 or 4 months after you saw thousands of...
Well, why don't you do a little like
I... $4 an hour?
No, I wouldn't want it. I tell you the truth, I wouldn't want it.
Yeah, because there's death involved?
No. It's just like I don't have the heart to, like you say, take it off the body.
Yeah.
In other words, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
But
it's just like undressing
it's
a child.
It's a question of punishment. Well, we're emissaries. We're mundane emissaries of the organization.
You never know when we're going to go ourselves. I mean, we might go tomorrow.
It's a question of punishment. See, these people don't just expire. They violate some kind of a bylaw. And we have a situation set up where we have, frankly speaking, what it boils down to is it's execution, is what you would call it. And somebody's executed. You would come in, see to it that the clothing is clean. That's all.
Well, how many people die in your outfit?
Over a period of a week? Yeah, there's no average. I would say in a week, a couple of hundred people.
Between 200 and 300, yeah.
Where the hell is this place at?
Excuse me?
Where is this?
We have an underground auditorium here in the city where we hold the executions. And you would be present at the executions, so you'd know, you know, how many baskets you'd need to carry the clothing out.
No, I'm not interested in that. But like I tell you, why don't you go to these wholesale cleaners and... Tell them what you're telling me, and probably they'll get a man to do it. I don't know.
Okay, fine.
All right, we'll do that. 12.
There's a lot of wholesale cleaners in your phone book. I mean, you can...
check the yellow pages.
Do they handle ritual deaths?
Well, I tell you, all these undertaker...
Have you ever handled ritual deaths? Yeah. I'm not talking about undertaker. You've just never gotten around to it?
No, I don't handle them.
But you think we should look in the yellow pages under ritual death?
Well...
Ritual death cleaners.
Well, I don't think there's any of them.
Not even one in a big city like this?
No. See, the ones we do is these undertakers.
Yeah.
You do death.
Well, because they're the clothes of the person that died, and the people want to have them cleaned.
Can we tell you something and you won't be mad at us? You'll probably think we're crazy. Don't be mad.
I'm not mad.
You think we're nuts. You smiled a few times.
No, I don't think you're
this
nuts.
This is all in the interest of humor. We're just kidding around. We make up absurd
wild stories.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I thought
the way you looked at it, I just wanted to explain so you wouldn't really think. We go out very similar to camera. I'm Jim Coyle, and this is Mal Sharpe. We go up to a guy in story. We don't use a camera. And, you know, this is it. So you won't think we're crazy. Did you have the picture of the people dying?
You have a good sense of humor.
Well, that's what I couldn't understand. I says, where the hell is this this outfit of yours that 200 die?
Do you mind if we use the sequence? It's all in the interest. Flamingo.
being queen.
Ugly and slouchy, that's the way I like them. There'll never be no fear of her loving someone else.
This is Wally Ballou, and Bob and Ray, I'd like to ask you a question. For all the commercials you've made over the years since the founding of your firm, there must be some special favorites that stand out to you. Can you take us back through memory lane and play a few? How about one of those early Peel Brothers ones?
Well, that was the very beginning of our wonderful firm.
This is Bert Peel.
And this is Harry Peel.
Peel's taste best of all because it's driest of all. Remember that, viewers. Peel.
Excuse me, Bert. Friends, my brother is so enthusiastic over our wonderful beer that, well, sometimes, without meaning to, he offends an occasional viewer.
Offends?
Well, I'm sorry, Bert. We've had some letters, and a lady in New Jersey said that you... I'm sorry. You go ahead.
No. I've tried to tell people how delicious our beer is, how it will bring happiness into their nice homes. Somehow I've offended. You tell them, Harry. They like you. You're personable. I'm offensive. Goodbye, consumers.
Well, I'm sorry, so sensitive. I never should have...
Bert! Bullseye! Proof! Peel's aims for dryness, and we don't miss.
Well, as Bert, thank goodness, says, if you taste it and smack your lips, it's a product of Peel Brothers, Brooklyn, New York, most likely.
Unquestionably, Harry.
Well, now that we've heard Bert and Harry, how about some others?
We'd be delighted to play them.
Like the dawn of time. Ah, ooh, ah, hey. You got yours, you can see I got mine. Ah, look at ah, hey. Shaking all around like a dope fiend, baby. Ah, ooh, ah. Pajama pants, baby, you know what I mean. Baby, you know what I mean. Pajama pants, baby, baby, wanna scream. Pajama pants all day. Pajama pants, baby, okay.